Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, and this show is The Joy of Living, broadcasting to you live from Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And this show exists and is all about one reason only, you, YOUEWE. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I'm speaking, the only reason we bring on powerful, purposeful, informative people is for you. So glad you're here. Stay tuned because we have a remarkably powerful show for you today. And you're listening, of course, on voiceamerica.com, voiceamerica.com. And if you ever miss a moment of the show you want to share it, which I urge you to do, give me five. Share this with five people, family, friends, and people who are either not friends or you don't even like or you think they don't like you. Especially share it because it's about building bridges. Remember, the show is The Joy of Living, and its foundation is giving, love, sharing. So you can always find the show on barryshore.com, BarryShore, barryshore.com. It has a lot of wonderful information for you, and it's all free. That's it. We're here just to be of benefit to you. So a couple of things, as you know, we have, thank God, over 253,780 people listening to us all over the world now through this magical, mystical, magnificent platform called Internet Radio. People all over the world. And this is really fun. We have people in two different cities with the exact same name. So I think I'll do a shout out to them in just a moment. For the moment, though, I'm going to urge you to be aware of two things. Number one, your humble host, Barry Shore, does use four-letter F-U word. So be aware of that. I do that frequently because we like to have a lot of fun on this show. And what we do is we talk about acronyms. We take the first letter of each word, or sometimes we take a word and break it into its component parts and reframe it to give you the most positive, purposeful, powerful insight so that you don't just say things. You are always working towards and thinking about and acting upon powerful, purposeful, positive ways of living. So let's just say a big shout out first, if we can, to people. Wow, this is really fun. Two different cities, two different places in the world, and they're both quite remarkable. Same name. The name of the city is, drum roll, fanfare, bum 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 bum, Memphis, M-E-M-P-H-I-S. Wow, what a great spelling. Memphis. There's the wonderful place called Memphis in Egypt, which is the original Memphis. And the other one is Memphis, Tennessee. Songs written about it and places and people who are famous in the song world are from Memphis, Tennessee. So let's just take a quick look at Memphis in Egypt. Memphis is so wondrous. It is a city that was founded almost 5,000 years ago. Isn't that amazing? 3,000 years before the Common Era, Memphis was the heartland of the empire called Egypt, because it was right there in the Nile River, and it was the center of commerce, it was the center of religion, it was the center of administration. And it flourished for several thousand years. But literally over the past 2,000 years almost, it fell into disrepair, and it's a bunch of ruins today, although spectacular ruins. And the population of Memphis today is 3,124. But here's the amazing thing. Because of the internet, we actually have 27 people listening to us right now from Memphis, Egypt. So a big shout out and wave to the people in Memphis, Egypt. Now, the other Memphis is Memphis, Tennessee. Now, Memphis, Tennessee is so famous in the United States of America. Now, I say that because we have people listening from all over the world. Matter of fact, more than half of the people, more than half of the 253,000 people listening are outside the United States of America. So I'm not sure about your geography, but if you look at the United States of America, find the state called Tennessee. T-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-E. It's right there on the Mississippi River. M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Mississippi River, the longest river, most powerful river in the United States of America. And again, there's a relationship. Memphis, Tennessee was named for Memphis, Egypt, because Memphis in Egypt was on the Nile River, which is, of course, the longest and the most, the most navigable river in the world in terms of historical importance. Maybe the Yellow or the Yangtze River in China rivals it, but that's its closest rival. So the Nile is considered one of the most important waterways in the world for thousands of years. The Mississippi still is. And Memphis sits right there in the Mississippi River. It's actually the largest city on the Mississippi River. Of those many thousands of miles, it's the largest city. It's a very important city. It's also the second largest city in the state of Tennessee. The base population of Memphis, Tennessee, if I remember, is somewhere about 650,000, and the greater population of Memphis in terms of all its environs is just about double that, about 1.3 million. And Memphis has claim to fame for a couple of interesting things. Number one, there is a pyramid in Memphis. Well, hello. It was named in the early 1800s for Memphis, Egypt. So I think it was about 80 years ago, maybe 90, a pyramid was built in Memphis, certainly not out of stone in the same way that the pyramids in Egypt are built, which is quite remarkable. It's very famous. It's somewhat famous, not very famous. What is famous, though, is music and lights and action, Graceland. Now, you may hear sounds of wow, because almost everybody in the world knows about Graceland. Graceland is, in addition to being a beautiful mansion in the almost antebellum style, it sits on about just over 13 acres of land, and it is, as a house, Graceland was the home of Elvis Presley. Yes, the king in terms of music. Elvis Presley lived in Graceland, died in Graceland. And interestingly enough, it is the second most visited house in the United States of America after the White House. Yes, White House is first, but Graceland is second. 650,000 people a year come to visit Graceland. I mean, it's almost defying understanding, isn't it? So that's Memphis, Tennessee, a beautiful city, it's easily lived, and it's really fun and pleasant, and I commend you to look it up and be aware of it. It's a lot of fun. And there's that F-U word. F-U, everybody. Well, you might say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore. Fun is spelled with three letters. Not the way I spell it. I spell it F-U, capital N, capital N. Fun. And because if you're not having fun, then how can you have the joy of living? Fun. Now, what we do on this show also, we talk about, as I said, acronyms. We do reframing, because that's the art of living well. And one of the most famous ones is WWW. WWW, most people you ask them, they think, well, it has something to do with the internet. Well, you're right. But WWW, from a reframing positive, powerful, impactful way, has to do with What a Wonderful World. Yeah. With a tip of the hat to Satchmo for making that song go viral. What a is a word. What a Wonderful World. That's WWW. Because when you're living well, that's what happens. So now tell everybody, share that to everybody you know, and tell them F you. F-U-N-N. You got to have fun. And that's a big wow, isn't it? Now, when you hear something that just resonates, you say, wow. Well, wow also is a great positive acronym. It stands for Words of Wisdom. That's a wow. Here's one of the biggest ones that you'll ever have. Everybody, put a smile on your face just for the moment. If you weren't smiling, and if you are now, you smile a little more. SMILE is one of the greatest acronyms in the world. And it stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. Wow! Words of wisdom. Seeing miracles in life every day. That's what a smile really is. Because when you do that, you are now creating a ripple effect, which turns into a wave, which literally goes throughout the world. It is unstoppable. It is impactful. It is dynamic. It's powerful and purposeful. And that's the way you want to live. Because when you do that, you are creating more kindness in the world. Kind also is a great acronym. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Everyone you meet, everyone, is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind always. Keep inspiring noble deeds, and you'll create a new world, the kind of world you want to live in. CREATE also is a great acronym. Causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. When you create the environment that you want to live in, and it's kind, because you keep going, inspiring noble deeds, and there's a wow in your world, and you're smiling because you're seeing miracles in life every day, you're making an impact. And the person we have visiting with us today, Mark Donahue, his whole world is impact. He lives with choosing purpose in an era of exponential creativity, because that's where we live right now. We are at the beginning, the launch pad of something that is transforming everything and everybody. So WWW, live with it. What a Wonderful World. And F you, everybody. We have fun, and then you too will be involved in the joy of living. And we'll see you back here in just a couple minutes and to meet with one of the dynamic people of the world, Mark Donahue. So stay tuned. We'll see you in just a bit. 2 minutes from now. Stay tuned. Bye. Have you ever thought about talking to someone, but you're just unsure of where to start? Well, this is going to help you. Better help. Makes it easy to connect with a licensed professional counselor, caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Join BetterHelp and get help at your own time, your own pace. You can schedule a secure video and phone session. You can text your therapist worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's truly an affordable option. For the Joy of Living listeners, get 10% off your first month with the discount code THEJOYOFLIVING. If you've been wanting to talk to someone, you can get started right now. It's safe, secure, and easy. Go to betterhelp.com/THEJOYOFLIVING. Simply fill out the questionnaire and get matched with a counselor that you love. Hey, I use it. That's betterhelp.com/THEJOYOFLIVING. You'll be glad you did. Do it now.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. please go to delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Enjoy. There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found a lot of good. We have today with us Mark Donahue. Mark, I'm happy to say, is a friend. He is the leading pioneer in impact entrepreneurship. He is all about mission-driven enterprise. He has been in the conscious capitalism, impact enterprise, and triple bottom line economics for over 30 years. He is the CEO and the founder of something called Life Guides, which just won an award, the Abundance Impact Challenge from Dr. Peter Diamandis, the Singularity University, and the Abundance 360 Leadership Network. Please welcome Mark Donahue. Mark, please say hello to our 253,000 listeners worldwide, and then we'll start right in.
Hey, Barry. Welcome, world.
Yeah. Mark is one of that great people who is low-key and high-impact. Speaking of that, let's talk right away about what it means to be involved with impact entrepreneurship.
Well, at a broad level, it's based on a foundational principle of being human. And nature or spirit or God or evolution, depending on how you look at it, built us to be purpose-driven beings. So we need purpose beyond self to feel fulfilled, rather Maslowian, like Abraham Maslow's work in the 50s, what it takes to be a healthy human being or to be self-actualized. So, you know, we do want to have purpose beyond self. We're not self-interested. We're not, by nature, greedy people. And when one applies that to business, then one can start to expand the lens of reference from just being single bottom line, a single bottom line being a financial bottom line, to a double or triple bottom line, which could be, for example, caring about people and caring about the planet, or having a whole stakeholder relationship way of looking at an enterprise and how you impact all stakeholders and trying to create benefit for all.
So you're talking about the actual dream of life, which is to see a need, solve a problem, fulfill it, and at the same time understand that everybody that you touch is an individual, is human, and will benefit from what you're doing. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, a stakeholder relationship perspective means that you're trying to create benefit for all. You're not trying to create win-lose outcomes. There are many different forms of this in enterprise, something simple like, for example, solar energy, which I was involved in fostering on the planet over the last 20 years. You know, clearly that's reducing destructive greenhouse gases. that has a positive impact on society. But, you know, for example, I gave a seminal keynote in 2007 to the largest gathering of environmental technology investors in history, and it was titled Solar Panels Made in Sweatshops. So, you know, what I said in that in 07 was ultimately, you know, solar panels will be more commoditized, and just like we've had other sweatshop issues, you could have sweatshops making solar panels. And in fact, solar panels have a lot of toxic chemicals in them, similar to integrated circuits. So when one looks at a business, you could be creating a product that is doing something good for the planet, like solar, and then it's a matter of what are your business practices around that. If you're building it in a sweatshop, then that's not a very progressive enterprise, and it's not a multiple bottom line enterprise. How about if you're building your solar panels and you had a culture of caring and you really took care of all your stakeholders and you were doing full life cycle analysis of your environmental impact, including ultimately when your solar panels need to be, you know, retired? What about that type of perspective? And so much more that we can bring into enterprise. After all, enterprises are just simply communities of human beings gathered around a purpose, sometimes called a company, sometimes called a nonprofit or other entities.
I am listening so intently, and I trust everybody else is, and taking notes. And by the way, just for everybody's edification, again, please go to barryshore.com so you can listen again to these wonderful words of wisdom, because this is wow, and share it. Please share it with at least 5 people so we get over the million mark in terms of impact, because what Mark is saying here is it truly wondrous. I'm just going to repeat a couple things back so I can reframe it. The idea of beginning an enterprise with a purpose in mind, and that purpose is beneficial, not harmful, and therefore gaining a perspective from all the way through, from its infancy to its retirement, as you said, in quotation marks, the idea of, yeah, solar panels, great. Wait a minute. What about how they're made, and what about how they're going to be disposed of? Let's consider everything. Thank you. But you need perspective to do that. And that's what Mark brings. Tell us about a little bit about your background, if you would, in terms of your business acumen. You didn't just happen because you woke up one day and say, I want to help the world.
Well, I was fortunate to get into Babson College in the 80s, it's number one rated entrepreneurship college in the world since ratings have happened. We had the first entrepreneurship major and department in 1978, actually, and the largest teacher training organization in the world for entrepreneurship teachers. So it was a very blessed event in my life, and certainly I look at entrepreneurship as the most powerful tool for impacting society, both positively and negatively. I mean, let's keep in mind that some of our, you know, great entrepreneurs, great in quotes, are doing things like, you know, selling drugs and making, you know, large cartels and businesses and somehow surviving. You know, I wouldn't call that conscious capitalism for sure, but it is entrepreneurship in a different form. But entrepreneurship as a tool is really our greatest fulcrum point. As Archimedes said back couple thousand years ago, 2,500 years ago, if you have the right fulcrum point, you can move the world. And entrepreneurship really is that fulcrum point, particularly in this era when individuals have such democratized access to resources. I mean, I'm not going to say it's a perfect system, but in a way that was inconceivable not long ago, access to crowdfunding, the power of technology that's even in your personal computer today that you buy for $1,000, $1,500 has more processing power than the entire U.S. government did when it sent a man to the moon in 1969. So think about the power that you have, and as my forthcoming book title is, it's Living in Exponential Creativity, and you know, we really are in that era. So yeah, my foundations come from an entrepreneurial worldview and systems thinking perspective and experiential within having helped build, you know, dozens of different enterprises and bankrupt quite a few along the way, since I'm in the higher risk spectrum of enterprise, and trying to play big.
This is so important, what Mark is sharing with us. Now, let's take the last word he just said. Play big. We are in the era, as he mentioned, and his book is coming out, of exponential creativity. The abilities for humans to gather together, no matter where they are on the planet, because there is no such thing as time and space anymore, because right now we're speaking to people in Nairobi as easy as we're speaking to people in Alexandria, Egypt, as easy as we're speaking to people in Mumbai and in Boston, Massachusetts, and in Venice, California. So time and space have been reduced, but at the same time, as we reduced or eliminated that, we have expanded exponentially, as you said so wonderfully, Mark, the ability to be creative. I mentioned before, CREATE is an acronym, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And in terms of excelling, let's just touch now upon what your current love is, life guides, and then we're going to go to a break and come back and really get deep into it. Tell us something about life guides and why you built it.
Well, I've been operating in the conscious capitalism or triple bottom line or clean, green, impact, clean tech, social responsible business, whatever you want to call those fields for my entire career. And if anybody's ever seen the movie The Matrix, who's watching, there's a character there called Neo, and everybody was waiting for Neo to come. He was the one that was going to save humanity. And I've been waiting for life guides similar to people waiting for Neo. It's the one. I've had some great successes in my life, yet life guides is a model that I see that is radically scalable and regenerative for humanity and is timely. So what we do is, at a simple level, our mission statement is we're growing a platform for caring people to do extraordinary good. And our goal is to reduce struggle and suffering through direct and indirect impacts for 1 billion people within 15 years. And how do we do that from our small days now? We're an early stage growth company backed by a whole bunch of prominent, mostly tech and medical and healing professionals. How do we do that is through peer-to-peer education model where we
Mark, let me interrupt you. We're going to go to a break because that's conscious capitalism. Yeah. And you're going to tell us when we come back how to do extraordinary good. Okay, everybody, stay tuned because it's getting better and better. We'll see you in just 2 minutes. Thank you.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, Barry Shore here. I'm a guy, but what you're about to hear is specifically for women. And I can do it because the women in my life tell me this is great. The name of the company is called Lola, L-O-L-A. It's a company that was founded by women for women, and it has a great line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and natural cleansing wipes. I'm telling you, the women in my life say, do this, use it. Because major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients. Lola products are all 100% organic cotton, no added chemicals, fragrance, and synthetics or dyes, and they do good. Every purchase, something gets donated to homeless shelters across the U.S., feminine care products. That is tremendously good, and we like good. And here's a special offer for everybody. 40% off all your subscriptions. Go visit mylola.com, M-Y-L-O-L-A, mylola.com, and enter the promo code JOY. Mylola.com, enter the promo code JOY for 40% off all subscriptions. You'll be glad you did. The women in my life say, it's great. Go there and enjoy. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy. happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com. Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Enjoy.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found good, Mark Donahue, and he's beginning to teach us more about what he's doing with Life Guides. That's lifeguidesplural.com, doing extraordinary good. Please, let's dig in a little more. Mark, welcome back, and please give us some more insight into what Life Guides is doing and planning to do. How does it work?
Well, as I was saying, we're a peer-to-peer educational platform. So what we do is, like Match.com matches people up for love, and the founder of Match.com is one of my business partners and board members from early days. We match people up who have been through a very specific life challenge. Like, for example, if you have a mother with dementia, let's say Alzheimer's, versus a mother with Lewy body dementia, that's very different. If the mother is living with you versus not, that's very different. If that was a spouse versus a mother, it's very different. So life challenges have these layers of nuanced complexity and learning that you go through as a human being when you go through a life challenge. Just like if your house burned down to California wildfire last night, certain type of life challenge, let's say single parenting post a divorce, or but if you found out your four-year-old had leukemia yesterday. So these are what we call life challenges, for working people in a developed economy like the United States between age 20 and 70 years old, is where 90% of stress comes. It doesn't come from a personal health issue. It comes from all of these other aspects of life that are challenging, called life challenges. And so we match someone who's been through a very specific life challenge called a guide, who the client picks. It's not like customer service. And that client picks them because they're going through that challenge now. And the guide has already gotten to the other side, navigated the other side successfully. As our tagline says, navigate life challenges together. And so in that relationship between guide and client, then wonderful things happen. One is transfer of life skills. One is empathy, because they've both been through a similar experience. Radical empathy can happen in that situation. And then also deep listening. And, you know, we know that people being isolated and being disconnected is such a core determinant of health, and also how we process in stress and challenges. So the guide-client relationship not only serves the client, but the guide also gets to give their gift, gets to live in their purpose, and also gets paid a living wage. Our guides get paid a minimum of $10 per 30-minute session, and people can apply for being a guide at lifeguides.com, and they go through trainings and interviews and get put on the platform and can give their gift in a niche area or multiple niche areas where they really have deep life experience, and they're backed up by our technology infrastructure, which really matches with those client and guide interactions in a very customized way based on how we get data in those conversations, matches up other information and resources that, you know, would be very helpful and timely for that guide-client conversation to have. Again, this is not a crisis line. This is about choosing someone to help you travel on the road ahead of you. Primarily, Life Guides is distributed through corporations, and corporations buy this as a corporate benefit for their employees, 100% paid for the employees up to a certain number of sessions, usually 12 or 18 sessions a year for the employee or spouse or civil union. And then that employee then is feeling the culture of caring of that company. They know their company cares, but they're also, because so many people have what's called presenteeism loss. They go to work, but they're not fully present because they're worried about their son who's living on the street as an opiate addict, or they're worried about whatever the life challenge is. And so to have that human-to-human support allows an employee to show up at work and be more present, be more energized, be more vital, be more creative, and be in less suffering and struggle. And employers can offer this for a nominal cost of, you know, give or take, $2 to $3 per month per employee on average across the entire workforce to create radical transformation in the level of reduction of struggle and to increase the performance of those employees too from a pure financial standpoint, but from a humanistic standpoint, we're really building what we believe will be the largest for-profit platform on the planet to radically accelerate human empathy and to use human life experience wisdom and the power of human connection connected through a technology platform to really help each other in our society be more complete, healthy, and whole.
I am about to say, wow. And as I mentioned several times, everybody, people who know us, we have, thank God, hundreds of thousands of listeners for the past year or so. Those are words of wisdom. I just took a few notes, and I just want to reiterate a couple points that Mark made, if I may be so bold, Mark. The idea that stress, 90% of the stress that happens is not necessarily to oneself, but because of things that happen around due to family circumstances or personal situations with friends, etc. And then to be able to find a mechanism that diminishes or alleviates that stress so that the person can now do more of what they want to do in their business, whether they're an employee or that even the CEO of the corporation, doesn't matter because stress affects everyone. You can now function better in a more healthy, caring way. So this is truly the triple bottom line benefit, or as we like to say, baseball fans, this is the ultimate triple play in the sense that, wow, look how exciting that was, how beautifully it was handled and executed, and everybody wins. How wonderful
well,
to live.
That's so true, Barry, and it's so true. And I would say when you come to the triple bottom line reference there that when people are in less struggle and less suffering, then they're more conscious, they're more aware, they're more caring. That can go to the planet, for example, and their own awareness. That would be one bottom line related to environment. Then clearly in the realm of, you know, people and caring about people, that's foundational that we're doing. It's a second bottom line. The third bottom line is that, well, Life Guides is a public benefit corporation. We are a for-profit C corporation that, you know, has shareholders and is intending to make large amounts of wealth for people because every bit of success we create is directly correlated with the reduction of human struggle and suffering on the planet. One other key thing about our model here is that for a client to work with a guide, there's no diagnosis. There's no judgment. It's not like getting therapy. It's not going to a doctor. There's nothing negative here. And we don't cover certain areas of life challenges, just to be clear here, that certain other professionals are designed to do. Like if we have somebody who has an addiction, we don't work with the addict to counsel. That's a specialized area. But the family of that addict, for example, you know, if you have a son with an opiate addiction, then we would work and help the family and match them up with somebody who's already been through that. You know, we're not trying to be lawyers or accountants. You know, we're not going to do the legal paperwork when you're doing your divorce. But then what about all the other aspects of life challenges that come up when you're divorced and now have two kids and you're co-parenting and you've never been through that before. It's like the mother with dementia example I said earlier. Well, after you've been through that once, and let's say your mother's passed after 8 years, you know, wouldn't it be great if you had another two or three mothers? Because then if it happened again, you'd be prepared and you know how to do it. But we don't all have three or four mothers. So reality is, though, that our guides can offer that wisdom to others and really help make their journey less struggle and less pain.
I'm really personally very taken with the designation of the term guide. Now, as you know, Mark, because we've met, and many of the tens of thousands of people that listen to us know, yours truly was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.9% of the people listening. And in the evening, I was in the hospital paralyzed from my neck down. I became a quadriplegic overnight from a rare disease. And there are dozens and maybe a few thousand people around the world that still struggle with this because of the after effects, and as do I. But I am a guide to many dozens of people because that's what I love to do in life. But the ability to serve, most people, if you ask them, would you like to serve? They would say, yes, I'm here to serve. That is the driver in the human condition. And I think that what you found here is something so powerful and so innate, which is why, of course, you're doing it. I mean, let's be blunt. Mark has dozens of years of success in the consciousness of capitalism. I'm not calling conscious capitalism, in the consciousness of capitalism, that when he was putting this idea and plan into operation and executing upon it, he was coming from a place of absolute business. And the genius of business is that it, by definition, has to help everyone. If it doesn't, it's not truly business. It may make a lot of money, like you said about being a dope dealer, but it's not business. Business is a true channel, what I call a channel of goodness, an ecosystem of good, which is what you're building here. So let's do the final. We have a couple minutes to the break. Give us a little more insight, if you would, into the process of life, guys, like you said, not diagnosis, not judgment, not counseling. What would somebody do? Let's say, take myself. Okay, Barry Shore went through quadriplegia. He was completely paralyzed. What would he do?
Well, you know, just on the business comment there real quickly, I would say that a lot of businesses are disabled, so they don't really live to their full potential. You know, conscious capitalism, other types of terms like impact, is about having business serve its full purpose and full alignment with human needs. Not every business does choose to do that. With respect to the use case you were talking about, if Barry Shore went through what Barry Shore did, then let's say you were wanting to talk to somebody, particularly when you were in the early days of coming out of your paralysis, and talk to somebody else who's been through that. For example, I was just at the Conscious Company Magazine leadership retreat in Silicon Valley last week, and one person came up to me who heard about the company and said, I want to become a guide. And I said, great, and here's how you apply for that and what it's about. And he said, yeah, you know, I went through a complete stroke 3 years ago, and I've had full recovery, and my experiences are unique enough. I'd like to help other people who have stroked and help them see the other side, and that it is possible, and also the lessons I've learned. So, you know, that would be an example. Or with a rare illness, we have rare diseases that we will match people to guides with. It's across the whole spectrum. And we don't cover every life challenge right now, but we will cover hundreds over the course of the next couple years. And if somebody comes to us and has a life challenge that we're not covering right now, we'll seek to find a guide in our base of guides and beyond that actually can even help even that one human being, and then start building out a new channel. We call them channels related to life challenges, to build off even just helping one person and then scale up from there.
This is so heartening. I love that point you just said. Lots of businesses are disabled. That's what we're talking about here. And they're not fulfilling they're not serving their full purpose. I just want to say, first of all, a very big thank you to you, Mark, for making the time and insight to be able to share with us. I'm going to ask you a big favor. We're going to go to break in just a couple seconds. Can you stay just for a minute or two after the break just to package everything up? Thank you much. Okay, everybody, stay tuned. We're coming back right after this break because this is powerful. Stay tuned. Bye now.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Good morning, everybody. Well, here is something really good for you. As we all know, listening makes us smarter and more connected, and therefore makes us better in every sense of the word. Here's something you can do. Listen and read more. Start listening to books and use Audible. That's A-U-D-I-B-L-E. And because you listen to The Joy of Living, you can get a 30-day trial for free. Visit audible.com/joyofliving, or you can text Joy of Living to 500-500. Now, I urge everybody to understand that Audible brings you things that you can't read every place else, and it has some great features and benefits. It's not streaming or rental. You own the books, and you have your library. You can access it anytime, anywhere, right from your phone, and you don't like something, you can swap it. You can send it. You can share a clip. I mean, this thing is really good for you. Audible.com/joyofliving. I just read and listened to Simon Sinek, The Start With Why. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. Now I can, and I did it. Audible.com/joyofliving, or text Joy of Living to 500-500. You'll be glad you did. Bye now.
Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Enjoy. There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have been suffused with good with Mark Donahue, the founder of LifeGuides.com. That's guides, plural, .com. And Mark is going to just give us a couple of points to wrap up and just make us fully aware of what he's doing and what the whole point of this is. Mark, please.
Well, foundationally, I believe that we're choiceful human beings. And evolution has created more and more freedom of choice for humanity, particularly in this era, at least in aggregate. And the question is, what purpose do we choose and how do we align with that? You know, I've chosen this purpose in Life Guides because it uses my full potential of skills, my connection to spirit, my whole ability of my lifetime of networks and connections and ability to be connected to others in a collaborative design. And it's an idea, as Victor Hugo said, that nothing is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. And the idea of Life Guides, well, it's as old as time eternal. This time has come in our society at this time to have technology leverage the power, human spirit, human wisdom, human empathy, human connection, human healing of each other through this platform. And so I just encourage all listeners to reflect on what purpose they're choosing. What is possible? What do they deeply yearn for inside that they're even sometimes afraid to even give voice to? What agreements in your life might be restricting you from fully living your purpose? And what is your relationship with your own fear, your own anxiety, your own shame about what you've been able to do or haven't been able to do, even if you're living in greatness? So many people live in shame and fear. And so we all need to realize how human we are, how those human emotions can hold us back or crumble our creativity and crumble our ability to really, truly choose with our whole being to live our purpose and manifest our full gifts and do that collaboratively with others, which is even more challenging. Yet that invitation is available to you today in radically new ways with all of the knowledge, all the wisdom of the ages that's coming to bear, easy and accessible today. The nature of technology, the nature of the system today that really can empower even the disempowered and bring forth their purpose to really help us solve the greatest crisis of our era. The greatest crisis of our era are the greatest opportunities for enterprise, both in nonprofit and for-profit, vocation and avocational areas of our being. So I'm inviting people to really reflect on their purpose that they deeply yearn for and to have the courage and also the empathy for themselves, the caring of self, to really birth their full potential and be the purpose they were born to be.
Mark Donahue, with great I embrace you, sir, in front of 253,000 people. Are you ready? One, two, three. A huge thank you, and I bid you a fond adieu, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Everybody, stay with us. Thank you, Mark, and we'll speak to you soon. Best wishes to you and deeply loving you. Bye now.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, you have been privileged. I say privileged to listen to one of the most dynamic, powerful, purposeful people on the planet today who is building a system, a platform that is bringing forth the creativity that will embrace all of us in the most empathetic and important way, which is caring. We speak a lot on this show about joy, happiness, peace, and love. And remember, when you smile, what are you doing? You're seeing miracles in life every day. And when you're kind, you keep improving and bringing forth noble deeds. And you live with WWW. What a wonderful world. And that's a wow. Words of wisdom that you heard from Mark Donahue. Go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore.com. Find this particular segment. Listen to it again. Share it with at least five people, family, friends, and especially with people who you think are not your friends or you think don't like you. Because when you do that, you are building the bridge of love. Choice, not chance, determines your life. Choice, not chance. Choose purpose. Choose to be involved and utilize all the tools that are here wherever you live on the planet to connect, to be human, to empathize, and to be a guide. Everyone can be a guide in life because everybody's gone through things. Be willing, open to serve, because service, of course, is the greatest, the most human, the most empowering part of our being. Because when you do that, then you're filled with the joy of living. Remember, this show exists for one reason only. You. YOUEWE. Go to BarryShore.com. Share this and other shows with people that you care about. And tell them all, F you, everybody. That's FUNN. If you don't have fun in life, you can't have joy. And you're really not going to be living. So determine today to utilize every tool possible. With that lever, you can move the world. Smile. See miracles in life every day. Choose. Not chance. Choice is what determines your future. And when you do it with the concept of lifeguides.com, the things you've learned today, to be empathetic and to go out there and live life to the full. Grab life by the throat, as we say, and live it in such a way that people ask you, come up to you, say, what's with you? And say, I smile all the time. Why? Because I see miracles in life every day. That's a wow. And F you. Tell them, FUNN. And then I urge you all, go forth, live the blessing, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. See you soon. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.